With another farm, family, or food-related Illinois destination you might enjoy, I'm Carrie Muehling for RFD Town & Country Partners. While wineries, craft breweries, and even distilleries are popping up all over the state of Illinois, there is only one meadery in the state. Greg Fisher is the owner of Wild Blossom Meadery and Winery in Chicago.
Mead was basically the first fermented beverage on Earth before grape wine and before beer was around. Mead was basically what discovered fermentation, and then they found that it was much easier to produce wine out of grapes versus honey and not get stung by bees. So wine took off, and same with beer, they found that they could do the same thing with malts. So we basically take honey and mix it with water to the same consistency as grape juice and then add yeast, and it ferments just like grape wine.
Fisher says the flavor of the mead depends on the honey used to produce it.
It can be sweet or it can be dry. Depending on how you put it together, it can taste like a wine, it can taste like a beer. We make a traditional mead where you just ferment honey. Now, as you know, honey comes from flowers, and every flower makes a different honey. So depending on where the honey comes from, your mead's going to have a different taste. So if we get honey from goldenrod versus a dandelion, it's going to be totally different flavor. Midwestern honey is just great. It produces a top quality mead.
Fisher says he's also in the bee business. Those bees live in some places you might expect and others that may surprise you.
We run about 120 hives along Chicago's lakefront. We have a place called Morton Arboretum where we have a lot of our bees there, which is a forest preserve. But we actually have bees in the city of Chicago on top of rooftops right on Michigan Avenue, the Marriott Hotel. We have bees there.
He invites anyone to visit for tasting or even for learning to make your own.
We're here on the southwest side of Chicago. Actually, we're in the middle of building our new meadery right now. So we're doing all the tastings out of our beer and wine making shop called the Bev Art. So you can come and taste mead, but at the same time, if you want to learn to make your own mead, we have classes for making beer and wine or mead or cider. We're open 7 days a week. And we open at 9, or generally open till 7, although on the weekends we close at 6, and Sundays we're open from 10 to 4. Generally, if you're coming with a group, it's a good idea to make a reservation. If you want to join one of our wine and beer making classes, they can go to bevart.com.
Fisher likes offering a unique product that's also good for nature.
What's great about mead is that it's the most sustainable wine on Earth. When a bee goes out and get honey to make one bottle, the bees will pollinate up to 2 million flowers. And when they pollinate that 2 million flowers, that turns into 40 million new seeds, but produces that many new flowers. So mead is good for the bees and good for the environment.
For more information, visit wildblossommeadery.com. For RFD Town & Country Partners, I'm Carrie Muehling.